This is KARA News. I'm Rick Holter. Back in 1974, a couple of University of Texas grads dreamed up a city magazine for Dallas. They called it D. One, Wick Allison, was in business school at SMU. The other, Jim Atkinson, reported for KARA's nightly TV show, Newsroom. D's first cover story was headlined, Power in Dallas, Who Holds the Cards? 40 years later, the magazine they created is celebrating with a list of folks who represent Dallas in 2014. The D40 are being featured in a photo exhibit at Clyde Warren Park. That's where I caught up with D's current editor, Tim Rogers, for this week's Friday Conversation. Tim Rogers, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick.
The thing that jumps out looking at this exhibit and then looking back 40 years is the faces. Then the power players were the aging old guard, all of them men, all of them white. This collection is multiracial, men and women.
It's a much different place than it was in 1974. I mean, when we published that story, probably all the power players, you know, were white and male. And it certainly isn't that way anymore.
Well, it's interesting because I went back and looked at that very first cover story, and there was only one quick mention of racial politics. There was a list of up-and-comers. They were all white guys. That's been a recurring criticism of the city and of D through the years, that it caters to a certain exclusive and generally white Dallasite. Do you think that's valid?
To a certain extent, Rick, yes, it is valid. I mean, we do cater to an exclusive audience. We're not trying to publish a magazine for everyone. We reach 400,000 readers every month. 60,000 of those are either on the newsstand or subscribers. And that core readership, yes, they're more affluent. They're the leadership class. We're not trying to reach everyone in North Texas.
There's a photo here of a young woman named Jessica Leha. She was valedictorian this spring at Thomas Jefferson High in Dallas. She just started at SMU, the first in her family to go to college.
I'm Jessica Leha, and I'm a freshman at SMU. So Thomas Jefferson is perceived usually as a drug school, the cheese factory. Any kind of drug-related problems, it's always at Thomas Jefferson High School. No one ever sees it as the school that has the best band in DISD. Our football team is probably the worst team in DISD, but it's been improving, but no one views it as that. It's always viewed as the drug school. And that's something that should change, because those drug problems aren't what makes Thomas Jefferson. It's what the other students do to make it better.
You included her as a symbol of kind of the new Dallas.
Well, how DISD has changed and the demographics of it. In 1974, when D Magazine launched, I believe it was 12% of the student population in DISD was Hispanic. And now it's 70. And at TJ, where she graduated, it's 93. That's been a huge shift. And it presents all sorts of challenges. But Jessica is what it looks like when you meet those challenges.
So one of the most striking images in the park here is a picture of Kelsey Warren, who gave the gift that gave the park its name. It's named after his 12-year-old son, Clyde Warren. This park says a lot about the city right now.
Well, the reason we chose Kelsey Warren is he owns Energy Transfer Partners, and Forbes pegs him at, I don't know the number, and I'm sure it changes daily, but $5 or $6 billion along those lines. And we just weren't even really quite sure what he would be up for. And Elizabeth Lavin, our staff photographer, talked him into coming out to the park and in his suit standing over in the children's playground area where, as you know, there are misters. So he's holding an umbrella and he's being misted in his suit. I got to interview Kelsey Warren, and that stuff he says about getting his son to volunteer in this park, he absolutely takes that seriously. Part of a condition of that gift was that his son have to volunteer in the park. When he was younger, he had to weld pipes, so his money wasn't given to him. He worked for it, and that's what he's trying to teach his son, a sense of responsibility.
When you look back at those early issues of D, how different a city do you see now?
I think maybe the biggest symbol of how the city has changed is Clyde Warren Park, where you're standing right now. The highway under our feet was built to enable people to get out to the suburbs as quickly as they could. And not only with this park, but some of the other things that are going on downtown, undoing all the one-way streets, getting the trolley through here. There are so many changes underway right now that show, I think, that Dallas is waking up and realizing that we only succeed if the heart of the city, if downtown succeeds.
Tim Rogers, editor of D Magazine, thanks for showing us around.
My pleasure, Rick. Thank you.